Hi there. The word for you today is stop waiting for perfect conditions. In Hebrews 11 and verse 1 we read, faith is being sure of what we hope for. Successful people don't spend the majority of their time thinking about what must be done. Instead, they spend twice as much time reflecting on what they've already accomplished and on how they're capable of accomplishing what they set out to do. Football coach John Wooden said, and I quote, things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. Now, there's no doubt about it. Pursuing a God-given dream is a bumpy ride. As every leader in the Bible found out, and only those who think right succeed. The greatest gap between successful people and unsuccessful people is the thinking gap. And this is especially so when it comes to failure. Successful people see failure as a regular part of success, and they get over it. Jonas Salk, the developer of the polio vaccine, said, as I look upon the experience of an experimentalist, everything that you do is, in a sense, succeeding. It's telling you what not to do as well as what to do. Not infrequently, I go into the laboratory and people would say something didn't work. And I say, great, we've made a great discovery. If you thought it was going to work and it didn't, that tells you as much as if it did. So my attitude is not one of pitfalls, my attitude is one of challenges, and what is nature telling me? Isn't that a great attitude? Such tenacity comes, however, only through right thinking, and it's the hallmark of all successful people. They keep trying, they keep learning, and they keep moving forward. They win the battle first in their minds, and then it overflows into what they do.